after singing those hymns, I would like to, by the help of the Spirit of God, the impressions given, I would like us to turn to John's Gospel, chapter 2, and verse 18. John's Gospel, chapter 2, and verse 18. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou raise it up in 3 days? Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, and verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those things that be of men. I would like to spend some time on the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Christ. I brought those two verses because the Lord Jesus himself spoke about his resurrection. In John's Gospel, he states, Destroy this temple, which is his body. In 3 days, I will raise it up. We like to look at the words of the Lord Jesus. We like to look also at the fact or the facts of the resurrection of Christ, witnesses of the resurrection of Christ, and the reason for the resurrection. It's very important. As we sang, we must confess. If the Lord Jesus rose not again from the dead, we will be still in our sins. We will be found false witnesses, divine persons, because we will be testifying rose again from the dead. But the Lord Jesus, in his own words, told us he's going to rise again. 3 days, he will suffer many things and he would rise again. I would like to turn to a few verses of scripture. The first is in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28. And it tells us in verse 1. At the end of the Sabbath, it began to dawn towards the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Behold, there was a great earthquake. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door of this and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, What ye know that ye seek Jesus was crucified, not here. He is risen, as he said, come and see. Yes, they had laid him. Quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. My Gospel, chapter 16, verse 2. Early in the morning, first day of the week, came unto the sepulchre, rising of the sun. Said among themselves, Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? When they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. Entering into the sepulchre, saw a young man sitting at the right side, clothed in a long white garment. They were afraid. Said unto them, Not afraid, ye see Jesus of Nazareth. Was crucified, he is risen. He is here. Behold the place where they have laid him. The book of Luke 24. 2. And they found the stone rolled away. Sepulcher. Entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Came to pass as they were much perplexed thereabout. Two men stood by them in shining garments. They were afraid and bowed down their face to the earth. They said unto him, they said unto them, why seek ye the living and the dead? He's not here. He's risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet early. And lastly, Gospel chapter 20, 19. Same day at evening, first day of the week, doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Came Jesus and stood in their midst. Unto them, peace be unto you. And when so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. These four portions of scripture, and the facts of the truth of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are here and friends because Jesus is alive. He's risen again. Because he is risen from the grave and he is Lord. Of Matthew, there was this great stone. Angel, when he touched planet Earth, such an earthquake, because he descended, pulled away the stone. We know it's not to let Jesus out, for man to look in, for man to see that the Lord Jesus is risen indeed. And right through the gospel, it is proclaimed. Now, we know. A man called Mr. Gilbert West. I've read about him. He was to prove that the Lord Jesus never rose again from the dead. Portion in the book of John, chapter 20. Brings before us that the clothing of the Lord Jesus Christ was left intact. A napkin about his face was removed and placed at the side. And when he examined that, you know, he said that was the evidence to prove to me that the Lord Jesus rose again from the dead. We have more than that, beloved saints. More than that, we don't have to look at clothes. We need to look at the scriptures and see the evidence that is given by the Spirit of God, not only by the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, which all we need. 3 days to destroy this body. In 3 days, I'm going to raise it up. I shall suffer many things and put to death, but I'll rise again. I will come back alive. And this is the Christian hope. This is what makes Christianity different from every other, indeed, in the other religions, if I should say, on this planet, that the Lord Jesus is alive. And the scriptures brings evidence from the gospel right on to the book of Revelation that the Savior, indeed, in whom we have placed our trust, is not in the tomb, is not in the grave, is not there anymore. He is risen from the grave and he is Lord. Read Luke's account. I like how the angels said it to the woman. Seek ye among the dead. Will you come in to look for the Lord Jesus among in a tomb? Why are you here? This is what they were saying. This is all creation. When you get to John bring before us all creation seen, because when Mary was there and Mary was in the garden weeping, indeed she turned herself, supposing it was the gardener. Not you, brother. The gardener, supposing that it was Adam, that was on Adam land. Adam was the gardener, and the Lord Jesus, she went to touch the Lord Jesus. He said, touch me not. When he says, Mary, Rabboni, which is to say master, and he had to bring her on to resurrection ground, if you please, because most of the time, for us to grasp the resurrection of Christ and the truth of it, I tell you, saints, the Lord has to bring us into the good of it. The importance of the resurrection. I would like us to turn to some witnesses in the book of Acts. Acts is called the Acts of the Apostles, and we know it's really the Acts of the Holy Spirit. But from chapter 1 right to the end of the book of Acts, that's the testimony right through the book of Acts. The resurrection of Christ in chapter 1 and verse 3. So he showed himself alive, after passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. He was seen alive after his sufferings by many infallible proofs. Chapter 1 and verse 22. After Judas had fell from his office, it tells us in verse 21, wherefore of these men, which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out amongst us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. They said, listen, we need someone to testify, to be a witness that they have seen the Lord Jesus alive, that they have seen him, handled him. Oh yes, they saw him ascend. A sight with him. And it says one must be ordained to be a witness to with us of his resurrection. And we know that the lot fell on Matthias chapter 3. Sorry, and verse 31. In this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul should not, was not left in Hades or hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus had God raised up, whereof we are witnesses. Witnesses, again, chapter 4, if you please. Sorry, chapter 3 and verse 14. I, the holy, one the just, and desire the murderer to be granted unto you, and kill the prince of life, whom God had raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Chapter 4, verse 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached to Jesus the resurrection of the dead. Since Jesus is alive, the resurrection of the dead, the Lord Jesus rose again. In chapter 4 and verse 10, it says, but be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even him doth this man stand here before you whole. We could go through the whole book of Acts. And I bring evidence upon evidence where the book of Acts is testifying and setting before us that the Lord Jesus is alive. Is the Lord Jesus? Said so himself. Gospels present the Lord Jesus rose again from the dead. And the witnesses in the book of Acts also presents that Jesus rose again from the dead. But the question I would like to ask this evening, the reason, what is the purpose of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Why he rose again? It is very important. And we would like to search the scriptures to see indeed some reason why the resurrection of Christ is so important. The first, let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 13. Verse 13. There be no resurrection of the dead. Then Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yeah, and we are false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead raised not. Since what it is saying is this, we will be false witnesses. Humanity will have no hope. Nation. We like, just like any other religion, empty of creeds and books. All pens of Christ. We sang of the blood of the Christ. About how great he is. And all accomplished. Calvary is wonderful. Calvary covers it all. All its horror. With all pain, with all its suffering. But Jesus rose not again from the dead, Calvary was a sham. Meant nothing. But saying to us, listen, as powerful as the Lord Jesus is, say not as he lived here that changed his life. It's only his debt that had paid for our sins that is valuable. But us must rose again from the dead. We thank God. Jesus says, Christ be not raised, your is vain, yet in your sins. Also which are fallen asleep in Christ is perished, gone to hell. Without God, without Christ in this world. No, death is found in only one person. And it's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if in the only we have hope in Christ, we are men most miserable. Say we would be perishing. Oh, it says in verse 20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. Listen, the reason of the resurrection of Christ, why Christ rose again from the dead, why it is so important. You know why, beloved saints? Because it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3, for I delivered unto you first of all, that also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Now, if Jesus died for my sins, he was nailed to the cross. God took your sins and mine and placed them upon the Lord Jesus. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. It pleased the Lord to bruise him, to make his soul an offering for sin, and to see all God waves and billows over him rolling, and he's standing there under the stroke of divine justice. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from my roaring? Man, he said, who affliction from the rod of God's wrath. And there is that cross. Enjoy the wrath of a sin-hating God against my sins and yours. Paying that penalty. And saints, wonderful. Wonderful. Jesus paid it all. The blood of Christ we sang cleansed from all sin. But I guarantee you this, if Jesus never rose again from the dead, we would have been still in our sins. It would have been a sacrifice God had not accepted. But now the resurrection of Christ has been presented. The resurrection of Christ is a fact. He rose again from the dead. Witnesses have been born. Witnesses God has brought forth right through the book of Acts, saints and friends, right through the book of Acts. So it's a divine attestation. My sins that he bled and died for, my sins that he shed his blood when the soldier pierced his side and brought forth indeed the blood and the water. Indeed, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sins. And it tells us on the cross, he died for sin. Yes, the root and the fruit was taken care of by the blood, what that was shed by the spear. But yes, he went into the tomb. But by he coming out of the tomb, by he raised again, you know what mercy God sent? My sins, not the heart, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear them no more. And the hymn writer says, praise the Lord, O my soul. Saints, listen, if you know what a grand thing it is to be a Christian, to know, that in whom you placed your trust died for your sins, and he rose without them. Why? God has removed them as far as the east is from the west. He has buried them in the sea of forgetfulness. God says, your sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Where is the evidence? We can ask, where is the evidence? God says, where is the evidence? I raised them from amongst the dead. And the Lord Jesus says, 3 days I'll raise myself. He was raised by the Spirit of God. He was also raised by the glory of the Father. Divine persons had a hand in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My sins? O-N-E, gone. From the eyes of God. never to be remembered. I could remember them. Some people give their testimony, oh, I used to do this, I used to do that. Not removed completely. And the blood son has done so. And God says, I want you to know that yours are gone. That is, if you have accepted Christ as your Savior, if you have bowed to Him and accepted Him as your Lord and personal Savior, repentance towards God, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. My Bible tells me, and embrace Him, if thou shalt confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, make Him Lord of your life. And believe in that, that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So the importance of the resurrection is to let us know my sins, they are and gone forever. Romans 5. So, 20 for connection is, the verse is 25. Staggered not the promises of God through unbelief, but was strongly given glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Not written for his sake only, that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. So it's not for my sins. For my sins, according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. But he was raised again for my justification. And justification is, I am cleared of every charge. There is nothing that tells us who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect. It is God that justifies. It's God that clears you of every charge, every stigma. And we can quickly draw this illustration. There I am in the court. I was forgiveness of road. Sticky. Even justification. Stigma of being a sinner or called a sinner is completely removed. God called us sins. Wonderful. Justified. And God says, I want you to know that I've cleared you from every charge. He said, who was delivered for our offenses, but raised again for our justification. Cleared. Seen, clothed in the righteousness of God, fit for the portals of glory. And God says, I raised him up that you and I may know what he has done for us. Indeed, in bringing us into such a place of blessing and letting us know. Listen, as Abraham believed and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. God said that was not written for Abraham alone. It was written for us who will believe that Jesus, who will believe in verse 24, but to us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. The resurrection is thus. I'm just only touching the surface tonight. Let us turn to the book of Ephesians and chapter 1. And verse 9. Paul. Greatness of his power to us what? Who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Verse 1 of chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who are dead in trespasses and in sins, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Even when dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ, by grace are ye saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What is wonderful? I want to take this verse. To demonstrate is a power greater than death. Greater than death. And I'll draw this illustration. The Jordan. Jordan speaks of death. The Jordan was a mighty river. It says it overflowed its banks. You know, every harvest. And that is what was. Debt overflowed its banks and it was Adam. It said debt reigned from Adam until Christ. Even where there was no law, men died because the wages of sin is death. The day you eat of that fruit, you shall surely die. And men began to die. In dying, you shall die. And death was a champion on planet Earth. He decided, you know what? No one in here is a champion for me. And he was telling men that Methuselah almost made 1,000. And Methuselah thought probably, I'm going to make 1,000. But death says, no, I'm going to take you out. The year you are going. Adam, you're going. Death decided him, but God took him. He escaped. Listen, saints, death ran like a champion. And the joy flowed its banks. But what do you think happened? When the priest coming over, and the tip of toe touched the brim of the river became a dam. And it held up and went right back to the city of Adam. Indeed, the very resurrection of Christ went right back to the Garden of Eden. Affected everything, the resurrection of Christ. Since there is a power greater than death. Death believe, listen, I have all the power. Well, the resurrection of Christ proved there is a power greater than death. He came out of death. And the hymn in our book says, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He rose the victor from the dark domain. And he lives forever with his saints to reign. He says, hallelujah, Christ arose. Saints, there is no power that is put forth in this universe as great as the power of the resurrection of Christ. Creation, God just spoke. He commanded it stood fast. He said, let them there was. But when it comes to resurrection, when it comes to defeating death, he had to die. And by he slew death. And it says he destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and delivered them who all their lifetime was subject to bondage. The devil was dangling death before men and says, yes, you're going to die. Yes, be strong as you want. You're going to die. He has the keys of death and of Hades. I am he that be dead and behold my life forevermore. Since he's in the power of an endless life. The Lord Jesus is alive. This is our. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. That's what he is. When you think of it, it's wonderful therapy for the Christian. What is your. What is your hope? Hope is the coming of our Lord and Savior Christ. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even them that sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, he's alive, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall arise, and we who are alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Saints, and so we shall ever be with the Lord. And he says, comfort one another with these words. Why? Because this is our hope. Listen, when you look at the life of the Lord Jesus, he gave to save lives. It's the reverse. They give their life to take lives. That's the beauty of humanity. But he rose from the dead. Peter. And Father of our Lord Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, had begotten us again to a lively living hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Saints, again, if Jesus was not, oh, we will have no. We'll be yet. And only in this life we have hope in Christ, we would be men, boys, and girls most miserable. Because But now God is saying, chapter 8, Colossians chapter 1, verse 4. Since we heard of faith in Christ Jesus, and the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. The object of the Christian hope is heaven. It's heavenly. This world is not our home. We are only passing through. And we are waiting for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I will add, waiting for the Lord is not an action. It's not a waiting. It's not a sit in a chair. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. I have an attitude of waiting. The Lord will come and he will not tarry. But the object of our hope is in heaven. He says in Colossians, he says, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. And in Peter, we have the character of our hope. It's a living hope. And saints, when you turn to John's epistle, he says, he that had this hope purified himself even as he is pure. It have a purifying effect upon the soul. Why? Because the Lord Jesus is alive. He's alive. And not only so, in the book of Hebrews and chapter 6 is an anchoring hope. We have a hope as an anchor for the soul. Why? Because the forerunner for us has entered in into the veil. Saints, what a blessing we have. Listen, if you are not saved, if you have never surrendered to Christ and come to know him as your Lord and personal Savior, you are missing out, because the Lord Jesus may come tonight. May come tonight. And we would say to the bride, even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, waiting people home. He's alive. I'd like to bring a verse in 2 Timothy 8. Consider what I say. And the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Timothy was very discouraged. The Apostle Paul in prison. Father is in prison, but he was in the heat of the battle. The heat of the battle. Chapter 1 and verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me, but be thou a partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. The Apostle Paul said, verse 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed. For I know, I have believed, I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. In verse 16, the Lord gave mercy unto the house of oneness for us. For he had often refreshed and was not ashamed of my chains. So the Apostle Paul said, am I going to do, in other words, to rally Timothy, indeed to have fresh energy to fight on. What he presents to him? Presents to him, remember the Lord Jesus of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Listen, when we are discouraged, when we are fearful, listen, Jesus is still in charge. He's on the throne. God has highly exalted him and give him the name that is above every name. Indeed, Jesus is still in charge. And this is what happened. Indeed, Timothy had to be reminded. Listen, Timothy, I know the battle is raging. I know it is getting difficult, because the Apostle Paul said in the same book, listen, I'm ready to be. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He said, I'm ready to be offered up, and the time of my departure at hand. He says he fought on to the very end. Why? Because, you know, because he lives, we shall face tomorrow. Saints, I will read. It is good. And to realize the person in whom we have our trust is in the power of life. And the Apostle Paul says, what? There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, should give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing. He had to encourage Timothy. And he said to Timothy, listen, Jesus is alive. He is alive. Risen from the grave. He's risen from the dead. And he's alive. Oh, I tell you. Infused with a fresh vigor. Today, men take steroids and
all kind of stuff to get some more power. Saints, all we need is the truth of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The man who just finished the France, tour of France, wrote, he went 8 minutes behind, I understood. And all of a sudden, the man chopped down those 8 minutes in no time. They said, he got it. And he swear to, I am on. I did it because of my ability. When they took the test, the man have stuff pumping his, and he still continued it. So they says, okay, we'll take a B sample. When they came up with the B sample, again, it revealed, saints, our steroids, our testosterone, whatever men take, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's alive. And I tell it, put vigor in our steps. It gives cheer to the soul when we realize that the Lord Jesus is alive. Is alive. Think about that. He's alive. He is alive. Paul did with Timothy. Timothy, you're going to have hardship. Timothy, you're going to stand the heat. But remember this. The one you are fighting for and bearing witness to is right alongside the Lord. He's risen. Open up the book of Acts and chapter 7, 31. Because in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he hath given assurance to all men, in that he raised him from the dead. It is should send fear hearts of men. If you observe, there's a big fan when it comes to Good Friday, the world, but not Easter. They will have little palm trees, and it's not the Sunday before, but the media plays dumb the resurrection of Christ. It's a myth. It's not real. He died. Oh, yes. People say, yes, he died. And they acknowledge that. When it comes to the resurrection of Christ, men try to that off or that. There was I believe he was, there's a place called Durham, right? And virgin birth, who believe in the resurrection of Christ, all of that is. When he was going, a bolt of lightning hit the steeple. And people says, look, terrible man. I have to do something. You know what he said? Oh man, that's wonderful. That is only to prove it was an approval of my ordination. Of Christ. God has brought forth the man who is going to judge both the quick and the dead. And we read the book of Revelation chapter 2, what is going to take place. Before his face, heaven and earth flee away. What a day it will be. All will stand before him, the resurrected man. All who rejected him and needed so great salvation will meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Saints, this is true. This is a true story. And there's a judge. Very, very. Men come before. They are shaken because the man no mercy. So one day, Mr. Frank King is going to his courthouse, and the man, he stopped to pick up a man. And the man acknowledged it was Mr. Frank. And he said to Mr. Frank King, I hear there's a judge up in the court, Frank King. He's such a bully. Yeah? He believes he's the baddest. And when men go before him, like he's something that people should be scared of. Huh? But when I get up there, he's going to meet me. And Mr. King says, where are you going? He says, drop him off right here. He drop him off. When Mr. All arise, everybody stop. When he looked and he saw, give him the ride, the king. He faint away, fell on the ground. Pick him up again. He wet himself. Because he abused the word. Tell off, Mr. King. And Mr. King just looked at him and see him in all his he says, ah, remember, I give you a rap. Couldn't talk. And Matthew's gospel tell us about that. Speechless. Speechless. Couldn't talk. Go ahead. You said I'm a bully. You said everybody scared them, but not you. See, looking back, and he got the Mr. Franking threw the book at him That is how it will be in a day to come. Men could say what they want about the Lord, but they have to meet the judge if they reject and neglect Jesus Christ. And I'll close with this one. Book of Romans and chapter 14. Verse 7. None of us live to himself. None of us die to himself. For whether we live, we live on. Or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or we die, or die, we are the Lord's. For this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. The resurrection of Christ. He's Lord. This same Jesus that men have crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ. God raised him up. Sinner outside there rendered to Christ yet. Let me assure you, Christ is Lord. They are not conscious of it at times. He has purchased everything. He says, I died and revived that he may be Lord both of the living and the dead. The importance of the resurrection of Christ. Saints, I all evening is just scratch the surface. The depth, resurrection of Christ. It is going to change so much things. And I've done so much that all we did is just a little cream from the top. The Lord Jesus. Alive. Isn't that wonderful? It's alive. And you just let that occupy your heart. And one day, whom we have loved, whom we have embraced, says when the Lord shall appear, we shall appear with him in. What a blessing. And to know there are some who are not conscious of this. That the life is coming again. Set him forth as a prince. There is salvation in. There is none other name given under heaven. Thereby we must be saved. Only through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May we close in a word of prayer, please.